Okay, okay, you don't have a problem with this, British man?
I have no problem. No problem at all. It's not British, it's Scottish.
It's a stereotypical accent of one of three things. Irish, Scottish, or British, depending on how you view it, or what you're talking about.
Well, it was originally Scottish. More of a central Scottish.
Originally, but what has it evolved into?
My own thing. I have not listened to a Scottish man in a long time.
The Empire of Taylor, composed of Taylor. Yeah, the political balance is heavily in favour of Taylor.
I have not listened to a Scottish man, so it needs a bit of a refreshing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still think it sounds pretty fair.
I actually quite like how it sounds. It sounds kind of different, but kind of same, you know?
Yeah,
sure. You attract all the ladies with that?
I've not tried.
You haven't tried attracting? Well, apparently you have some girls at school that like you.
Apparently.
Apparently. Is this something new to you?
I am too much of a wimp, I guess, to ask them at all.
At all?
Nor can I actually tell. We actually had a teacher say, don't you know when someone likes you? No. No. How do you tell that?
Are you kidding? I got my girlfriend. I'm not going to say her name on the podcast. To protect her.
You said my name?
Yes, but...
You said freely, didn't you?
Yes, Taylor. I said that about 10 times. Taylor.
Well, Hudson. So glad.
I don't care if anyone knows my name, but I just don't want her to put her name on the podcast in case she doesn't want
to. Fair enough.
Okay, so, I got out of the friend zone with her. She told me, like a month ago. We were sitting, we went to, like, a festival.
Not even in the friend zone. Not in any zone.
You are in a void.
I'm the acquaintance zone.
that's the thing now. But she actually told me I got out of the friend zone, and she's like, you got out of the friend zone. I'm like, I did? I didn't even realize I was in there in the first place. She's like, well, I guess you did. And then we hugged, and it was nice. But I was actually kind of surprised to know that I'd gotten out of the friend zone. It was surprisingly easy. I just had to be persistent.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think that's how rapes happen.
There is nothing, though.
What, huh?
There's no brakes on the rape train.
Hey, let's play the fire truck game. Just yell stoplight when you want me to stop.
Stoplight.
Fire trucks don't stop for red lights.
Oh, no.
I saw that on a photo, and I really would like to use that sometime. Just in some context.
Just say it to a guy. I don't know.
That's
first guy you meet on the street. Let's play the fire truck game.
What was the thing you said to our friend? You remember, that guy that starts with an R.
Oh, Roman.
Yes. I think you just... F it, we're saying his name.
Roman. It's just yours.
His name's Roman. I'm going to post it on the internet later.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Because,
what in the world?
I literally said, podcast. I'm not going to say your name, because this is a podcast.
Oh, yes, they're going to track three guys.
Yes.
A Hudson, a Taylor, and a Roman.
Mm-hmm. Let's track them all down. They live in the relatively same area. Crap, I gave out that information.
You live quite a distance.
I live a ways away.
A ways away?
Exactly 50 miles.
Exactly? You've measured.
Yes,
well,
I have.
Just give them more information, didn't you?
Exactly 50 miles.
If you're so...
Traveling northwest.
Northwest is about 60 miles an hour.
You'll get there in about 20 minutes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, God.
We live in the northern area.
Yes, we live in the northern area. Anyways. So, what did you say to him that he didn't find amusing? It was a great saying. I can't quote it directly. I want you to say it, though.
I can't even remember.
It was something about, if you're not with your best friends, and you're not really best friends.
Oh, yes. If people don't think you're gay for your best friend, it's not a friendship.
And I couldn't agree more with that. It's hilarious. That saying is kind of true, but Roman apparently took it badly.
I don't know, he just sort of sat there quietly.
So, he was Roman.
He was very Roman.
He was very Roman. He had a bit of a Roman moment.
He has plenty of those.
Well, he is literally Roman. That's him. So he has a lot of those. You can see the connection here.
It's a very, very possible connection. Now...
So anyways, the purpose, I've recorded this whole spiel, and we went on for about 5 minutes just talking. You stop making bad gestures.
Bad gestures? What do I know? I raised my hand to my stomach, what do I know?
You did something with, like, your face, a little weird.
I scratched the back of my head and raised my hand to my stomach. How is that in any way a suggestive gesture?
Anyways, we'll talk about this later. And hopefully everyone that's listening to this will be able to listen to that, too. Because it's going to be funny. Anyways, we're going to talk about our follow-up question.
Anyone's going to listen to
this? I think at least two people are. Maybe
oh,
one and a half.
Two is good. One being you.
One is me, the other is not going to be you, because you're going to ignore it.
I am.
You're going to live
it. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know if anyone's
feeling that. Anyway, so, we're going to talk about our follow-up question. Fall Equestria in general and our fanfictions in particular. Yes, it's maybe weird to do a fanfiction about a fanfiction about a show about
it's
talking
a,
ponies.
It's a spin-off.
It's a spin-off. It's a side quest.
Side!
It's a side story, basically. Because for those who are not acquainted with KCAT's story, Fall Equestria, one, how have you survived at this point? Two, have you been living under a rock? And three...
why are you listening to this?
Because I'm probably going to put it in the title or something. About, you know, Fall Equestria and random crap. That's going to be the name of this, you know?
Oh, yes, yes. Plenty of random stuff, because we're going to just go off in random directions.
Of course, it's like how we do things here. Here, in this room.
It's probably more comfortable doing this accent now.
It's really...
actually speaking my normal voice.
It's just like, have you become more accustomed with that accent than your voice?
Oh, well, the past, 2 hours or so. I've just been speaking this, so...
Most
probably,
of the time, yeah.
Probably.
That's a bit odd. You're just getting to get home, your mom's gonna be like, what did you do with Taylor?
She's gonna be mad, because I'm not talking the voice she birthed me with, so...
you're not gonna be talking in your stereotypical southern accent?
I don't talk to her, so...
I don't talk to her. I stay in my room. She stays in hers.
Yeah,
we don't have much interaction.
We have a few little interaction bits.
But that's only when we're going to the kitchen, and then we immediately break up.
I try to get away as quick as possible.
I have my story. My story's a bit farther in than yours, would you say? As in, you've only written about a paragraph of yours?
Basically, I've scrapped that.
He wrote a paragraph like a year ago, gave it to me, said, okay, here's my first part. And then decided, nope, not going to continue
writing them. No.
He scrapped that part and now has the entire, like, parts of story plotted out.
I'm a wimp when it comes to criticism. I can't take it.
You cannot take it, Captain. Yeah. You sounded so much like Scotty there. It was untrue.
I kind of know what Scotty is. I kind of know who Scotty is. Not sure. I just Star Trek.
Just say she cannot take it, Captain.
She cannot take it, Captain.
Say it in a heavier Scottish accent.
She cannot take it, Captain.
Yes, that was Scotty. That was like a perfect impression.
Well,
cosplay, dude. Cosplay.
Never even seen him.
Anyways, he cannot take criticism and is a little baby.
I am very much a little baby when it comes to that. I'm very self-conscious and self-aware.
You've written some. You just keep it to yourself.
Yes.
You've only given little tidbits to me and a bit to Roman, I'm assuming.
Most of the time, I just keep it in my head.
Yeah, I know I do that sometimes too, where I'm like, I have around 7 stories, so I've plotted it out entirely in my head, but I hadn't had enough time to write them, I've been writing something else, or I'm just lazy.
Well, you know, as soon as I put that pen to paper, shit's gonna hit the fan.
It is! You're just gonna be like, you're gonna become heavy drinker.
It's just not going to go well. There's going to be so many changes in the first sentence that I'm not going to be able to keep it. It's just going to fade away to nothing.
I hope it gets written. If not, this is going to be totally null on your part.
Very. I know you'll stick with yours for the most part. Unless you find something else to keep yourself busy.
I switch between around 7 or 8 things at any given time. I have a lot of rods in the fire.
Some things just fade to nothing.
I know I've had a few stories that I just haven't continued. I know that they're on the back burner and will continue to be on the back burner and an eternal hiatus. They're in development hell. That's basically what they are. They may one day get an update, but that day is not today, nor it will be tomorrow, nor it will be the foreseeable future. Maybe not in the distant future. Someday, though. You can always hope.
After you're dead.
Anyways, after I'm dead, my child may decide, huh, I might finish that story my father was always talking about. But maybe not, and maybe his child will. My grandson might finish it.
50 years later, just some philosopher. I gotta finish!
But no, I actually have one story I'm writing currently. It's on, like, the first few paragraphs. Another story that I finished, but I planned a sequel to, but I never got to that. Another story I wrote the first chapter to. Another story I... this story now. It's on the first chapter. I'm currently writing the second. And I've actually done more edits and revisions to this one than I have on any of the others. So this is my main story at the moment. A few other ideas I have kicking around in my head, you know? What are you doing?
Well, that makes sense, though.
It's like,
I don't like it when computers just cut off when you have to turn.
They don't cut off, though. It's just the screen turns off, and you hit, and you wiggle the mouse. Or the trackpad. You wiggle the trackpad. You literally take the trackpad and you wiggle
it. I don't like
a
black screen.
That's racist undertone.
In no way was that meant in any... I would have never gotten that.
The thing is,
the word black is racist. I just...
You don't like a black screen.
Of course not. I'm just dead.
This is going exactly how I thought it would, to keep going with a racist undertone.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not trying.
You're not trying.
I'm talking about a black screen on a computer, alright? I've no way am I referencing in any possible manner people.
Yes, but I'm making it sound like you're referencing people. So, it's funny.
I'm whiter than a stale piece of white bread.
You're whiter than a stale piece of white bread. You use white twice and it makes it sound worse. You want to say, like, I'm whiter than a stale piece of whole bread.
White. It's white bread.
But it doesn't sound good. You gotta think this in a literary term, bro. Whiter than a stale piece of white bread. You use white in, like, within a few words.
Of course. Emphasize. I'm not a great writer.
You try, though. It's where the heart is. Also, how much money you make. That apparently determines your literary skill.
Really?
Apparently. Okay. I've heard.
Zero.
Zero. Even, like, dude, KCAT got, like, they published KCAT's story. They did. They started distributing copies.
They couldn't sell it.
They've started been distributing copies.
Really?
Yeah. There's a site where you could order a paperback copy of Fall Equestria.
Is that still going?
I have no idea what's up on the Fall Equestria resource. I'm not even sure that site's still up. If it is, then I will link it.
I want it. Now. I want a paperback version of that story.
You have it on your Kindle. I have literally given you the file to it. It's right out there on your flash drive.
I know. I like paperback. I like hard covers. Not hard covers. Hard copies.
Wimp. Freaking, you can't handle the electronics.
Wimp. I like to have a solid copy of my book. I'm sorry.
Do you like
that
the smell of it?
Roman was infatuated with the pickle smell on the book.
Really?
He did it every day. He would sniff it.
We have a bunch of great stories, you know? Just our weird friends.
Really? Yeah. First day he had that book, he was infatuated with the pickle smell on the cover. He loved it.
The face you made, he loved it.
Are you serious?
I gotta admit, some books smell rather nice, just kind of the paper scent, but I've never gone up to my book every time I've read it and go,
oh yeah!
It's like heroin. Oh god. Anyways, we're getting very much sidetracked here. I'd like to bring this back a bit to what we were going to talk about originally.
It's going to need that several more times.
Freaking, I will do it. Don't touch it.
I was looking at the pigeon! Staring at me!
This is totally out of context. No one's going to know what we're talking about the
There's a
valiant
pigeon.
Pigeon
on the back of the movie cover that he's using to prop up his little laptop so it doesn't get too hot, and it's staring right at me.
With your hot Loompa Loompas.
Oh my god. I had not even noticed that you'd use movie covers to prop it. I thought they were games. And then I put my hand underneath the computer, because it formed a gap, and said how hot the computer had gotten. Without using the word computer, and he thought I was talking about Oompa Loompas.
I was like, "Is it the? Were you referring to the Oompa Loompas or the computer? Because I kind of need to know this."
Yes, well,
I would like. I since I'm probably never going to release the first thing we did when we were just playing Fallout 3, I would like to tell this story real quick.
It's already been done.
It's already been done, which I might just splice it in later. It's going to be a really awkward jump cut, but I'll put this in here just written. I'm just not written, but spoken, just in case I'm too lazy to do that, which I will be. Stop it, it's creepy.
That's what you're doing!
What? I was scratching on the back of my neck.
I was copying you!
I hate you. Anyways, so, what happened was, we were starting up the game Fallout 3, because I love Fallout 3, and that guy's kind of onto this tyrant of Fall Equestria.
I wanted to know the story, he just skipped it. Skipped it all.
I didn't skip it!
You went through his first ball, I couldn't listen to people talking, I like to do that.
I was listening to people talking, I just listened faster than you. I listened faster than
you. One word of it, like an entire sentence. One word, and you're gone.
I did listen to it all. You just don't listen fast enough. Anyways,
what are you talking about?
So,
I can listen to a conversation. You're going fairly fast.
Stop it. Anyways, we were on the first cutscene. The first big cutscene after after, you know, the cinematic.
You skipped entire sentences. Like,
shut up.
Withering is fucking
shut up. I'm going to say this. So, first cutscene after, it was kind of showing the backstory, had the bones and the really images and stuff. And we're about, I would say, 3/4 of the way through that. And I'm saying, I don't like this cutscene. Please skip it. I'm just kind of talking to myself, talking to him. And the computer shuts off. Black screen. And he goes, well then, I guess he took it a bit harsh. And we burst into laughter. My computer overheats a lot if I don't take a program off that runs at the start. And so it overheated right in the middle of it, right as we were talking about it, right as I said I don't like the cutscene, cut off. It was like fate had just
shout.
It's my shirt.
Yes.
I'm not wearing a shirt right now, if anyone wants to know. Ladies.
I have to look at that. I want to get that through your head. I have to look at him without a shirt.
Hey.
He's quite hairy, thank you.
Check under my arms, bro. Check under my arms.
That's why I was doing this, all right? Scratching behind my head.
But you're wearing a shirt.
I am, yes. So you can't see my underarm hair, can you?
Shame. You see, we can prepare underarm hair.
Fucking splits down the middle.
This is the best thing ever. Anyways, so, follow-up question. So, my story, I gave a bit of an introduction to my story.
How long has this been before we even got into the topic?
We started, like, I think it's 20 minutes.
Wow.
Jeez.
We're really unfocused.
I blame you.
You do that for everything.
Of course.
Never
I blame
your fault. Never for your fault.
Hey, 9/11, your fault.
Yeah, it was.
Anyways, so, my story. Follow Equestria. I've named it Glitch. No. Glitch is the main character's name. I get them confused easily because I'm a moron, so you should notice now, viewers. Anyways, follow Equestria Spark. Main character's name is Glitch. He is a psychopathic... He's a self-obsessed psychopathic dude with a huge ego complex. He's a bit of a genius, though. He's basically made electric guns. Electric guns that he makes and will occasionally sell to people. He meets a Pegasus named Skydancer. Falls out of the sky after a bit of an incident up in the clouds, and saves his butt, if you would like to say that. And it kind of develops into, like, an adventure of them helping each other out. It becomes like a bit of a symbiotic relationship, where they are attempting to... Stop it. Attempting to...
Making actions with his words.
Yeah, attempting to stop this, like, religious cult from basically wiping out Equestria, the remains of it. And in the process, he's trying to... She's basically making him more human. Or pony. Yeah, it's just making him more human sound about it. Making him more pony, I guess. Just making him be able to feel, not be so distant. Making him see what his actions are. Because first chapter, he's going around murdering things, a lot of things. And he's making one-off lines and being sarcastic.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
That's a wonderful thing to say after some sneezing.
But yeah, so that's kind of the general outline of mine. It's one chapter through, so I'm running currently the second one. Would you like to describe yours, Taylor?
Mine's still in the works. I have no clue what to do with the first chapter.
We know the basic storyline. It's changed a bit, but it's stayed basically the same.
Okay, the current title is Cloud, or Clouds. One of the
I like Clouds better, you know?
Okay, Clouds.
I guess it was just decided. Follow the question.
Clouds. I know one of my two main characters' names. It's Buck. Yeah.
Buck.
He's sort of a tanky guy, close range fighter. Shotgun, grenade, rifle. What do you want?
Just sit. Yes, get like closer. Sitting. Get closer to the mic. I want this to be picked up.
Am I not loud enough?
I want you to be in like a high opera voice.
No.
Okay, then just get closer over here, then.
All right. I can't sit down.
Okay.
I'm talking. I'm used to pacing while talking.
Then I'll hold the mic up to you if it feels better.
No, we're not... Like, you're walking back and forth with me, holding something in my ear. That's not something I want.
Okay, fine.
The basis of the story is... old past coming back to haunt you, sort of.
Kind of theme is...
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Buck's old past coming back to haunt him. In a very grand fashion. Fighting it off and hopefully saving the world from domination.
Seems to be a recurring theme.
Really?
Everyone, the wasteland has already been blown to crap. We know this.
So you want to take it over?
Yes, of course. You might as well either destroy the rest of it or take it over.
It is weakened and therefore able to be taken over.
Yes. Would you like to describe any more? Because I know there are two characters. You're two main characters. Have you only named one, or do you have a name for both?
I do not have a name for the second one. For the smaller game.
We might be able to think of one during this.
Yeah, well.
The first one's name's Buck.
Buck.
Oh, yeah. Buck seems like
a very
good pony.
In case there's someone below us. I was hitting my thought.
Yeah, we're in a hotel room right now, if you didn't notice. We have neighbors on one side.
We have neighbors.
I thought we have nabes, but I'm not sure.
I really don't like what you call them.
Nabes. Anyways, and we may have someone above us, we may have someone below us. I hope not, because we're going to get a bunch of noise complaints. What floor are we on? We're on the fifth floor.
Yes, there is one more above us. There's six floors, I believe.
Okay, so we have one above us, one below, one beside us, maybe.
You know, I always use believe instead of think. I think it sounds better.
Hmm?
I say I believe, or, yeah, basically that. I believe instead of I think.
It sounds a bit better. It makes you sound very pretentious.
I have heard that so many times, I still know what it means. I have an idea, but I don't know what it means.
Anyway, look it up on, like, dictionary.com, word of the day.
I plan to.
Okay, anyways. So... Okay, you got your first character completely plotted out. You've had this from the beginning.
Yes, he did see a bit of reworking with the revamp of the story, but mostly the same character.
And you used to have another character, but we scrapped her, right?
Yeah, it's completely... The first draft of it did not have her in it. Like, the first draft of that did not have her in it.
First draft did, second draft did too, but the third first draft, whoa, she was gone.
First two, I was trying to work her in, it just was not happening.
You couldn't shoehorn her in.
I could not do it.
Oh man, see, these two guys roam in the wastelands.
Just didn't make sense.
Yeah, I know quite a bit about your story, because we've discussed this in great lengths before this. Oddly enough, we're able to stay focused that time, but I guess with an audience, we're kind of going off on tangents.
I know people are on the other end, so I can't communicate.
People aren't actually on the other end. We've recorded this, and they're going to be listening to it later. The future. People can hear
this. So my choice of words were not ideal, okay? It does not mean that they mean... I don't know.
I think you've got a bit off there.
I'm terrible with words.
This is kind of ironic for a writer.
Not really a writer. If you might have noticed, I've got three drafts before I just scrapped a character. Completely.
You know, it's I made my story. I did the first chapter. Okay, this is crap. I'm going to rework this. Reworked it. Okay, this is still a bit bad. I'm going to rework it. Okay, this is good. I'll publish it. Come back to it about a month later. This sucks. I'm going to rework it. Rework it about halfway, then forget about it. A year later, I come back to it. Huh, I'm going to rework this. Finish reworking it. Go back. This will still be better. Got a guy to read it for me. And I reworked it again. And then finally I published it. I think you're doing practically well at this point.
I made it. I looked at it. That sucks. Goodbye. I expect brilliance upon the first try, which is probably my problem.
I believe that is your problem, you know?
Don't knock the hat. Don't knock it.
I won't. Our iPod is plugged...
It's not plugged into the hat, okay? There's not...
I wish it was. My hat had speakers on it.
Maybe it'll generate it in the back.
It's propped onto a hat, so the mic is facing upwards in the general direction of us.
That's the mic.
Yeah.
I thought the mic was on the bottom.
No. I don't think so. If it is, then we're screwed. Nope, it isn't. It's on the top. See? Little hole right there.
There's a hole! Wow. Huh. It's a mic.
Yeah, it's a mic.
It's an air hole.
Why?
I don't know the interworkings of an iPhone, okay?
It's very compact, I assume. Anyways. I kind of like... I remember... if you don't know this, we've been talking a lot in great lengths about the Crystal Empire.
Yes, my story is taking place in the northern part of Equestria, so it's going to envelop in great detail the Crystal Empire. Assuming Cadence was in the Crystal Empire during the bombing, it would be assumed that they would use Pink Cloud to get rid of her, as they did Celestia and Luna. So,
Luna. Celestia escaped.
Well, they used it for both.
By the way, spoiler alert!
What?
Yeah, spoiler alert. In case I haven't read the entire story.
So? It's not giving away much.
It's not giving away.
It's the fact they were in Canterlot.
It's the fact they were in Canterlot, but then
and
I just...
they used a special bomb.
But then I just said... you said they used to kill Celestia Luna, and I just said only Luna. So I gave
you gave spoilers, not me. I was spoiler free.
You were spoiler free, but then I added one spoiler and then said spoiler alert very loudly before reiterating that spoiler once more. So
even if they just passed that by, they wouldn't have thought anything of it. You made it spoilers.
I did make it spoilers because it was a spoiler.
It was. They didn't even know that. They could have thought right over that.
Anyways. So, Crystal Empire. We've been talking in great lengths about various aspects, like what happened to Cadence after the bomb struck.
How radiation and effectively pink cloud affects the crystal pony,
yes.
As well as sort of the structure of a crystal pony.
Yeah, as well, the structure of a crystal pony, as well as the structure of the crystal palace. We eventually concocted that it was a giant fishbowl.
I thought it was a giant crystal, basically.
Yeah, giant crystal. It's a giant crystal fishbowl containing all of that pink cloud.
It cannot be absorbed into the crystal. The crystal is resistant, and therefore it's not decaying, and it's just sitting there, congealed into the bottom. So this pink cloud is a reoccurring theme.
As you can see by the name of the story, clouds.
Clouds, not Pegasi. Pink cloud.
Yes, but we were kind of going for that. We didn't want to give it too away. We didn't want to play our royal flush. You know, in poker, I always keep a royal flush on me. I don't play it at the first. Poker with me.
I keep it in my pocket.
Don't play poker with me. I won't play poker with you. Good. Just play poker with other people.
I don't even know poker.
Huh?
I don't know poker.
Really?
No.
I know poker. Poker's a fun game. It's good for betting, illegally.
I haven't gotten cards.
I bet like toes.
You bet toes?
Yes.
Well, it seems that you still have all of them.
I know. I always win.
Well, that says something.
That was really weird, and I do apologize to everyone that had to hear that. I assume no one's listening at this point. I assume they've just gone off somewhere else, because we've been on a tyrant.
Yes, well.
Anyways, so, let's get back on track. Crystal Empire, we kind of discussed that the crystal wouldn't absorb the pink cloud, leaving it congealed, and we were talking about why that is an important theme in the story.
It's reused. That's why.
That's why?
They use it. The enemies use pink cloud. Big part. So they want to take over the Crystal Empire and eventually the rest of Equestria so as to...
Correct about this. The Equestrian Wasteland. It's no longer Equestria. It's what remains.
Well, that takes longer to say.
Fair enough. Just say Equestria, then. I don't care.
Yes, well, I believe we're talking about Fallout Equestria, so makes sense. To pin those two together.
Yeah.
Anyway. So they're going to take over the Crystal Empire, have a basically limitless supply of pink cloud, well, nearly limitless, and use that to create their little ghoul army to take over the rest of Equestria, and his Crystal Empire is separate in its ways.
In its ways. You went off of your accent right there.
Right there, yeah. It cannot go everywhere. It cannot go everywhere.
It's like a car, here, really. It can go someplace, but it can't go all places.
In just the roads, it's fine. It's fine. Normal conversation. It's perfectly fine. Try to go off-road and special little tweaks and turns of your voice.
If you try to go off a cliff, it's not very good.
It's not. It's just...
Crash and burn.
It's collapsing.
It's great listening to it, though, really. Just so everyone knows, this isn't his real voice.
This would be... Wait, no, that's not it. I can't go back.
Okay, then I guess it is his real voice now. He literally cannot stop talking like this.
Continue to try, but I don't. I can't.
Can you literally not?
I did this. Yeah, I did. I got it.
Is this not your fake accent? Your actual voice is not your fake accent.
Actually, I believe this is my real voice. I don't know.
Can you go back to the other voice? I like it better.
All right.
I'm sure everyone else does. I know it sounds like it's like a rainbow coming out of your mouth.
When I said that before, I did not... Oh, God.
You said it the first time. I'm going to say it every time after.
I know.
You started saying beautiful.
I started a monster. For like Frankenstein here.
Anyways, so, I feel like I'm the one just saying anyways all the time.
You are.
Anyways,
did that one on purpose.
I actually didn't. I just went on. Anyways, so...
Again...
I'm gonna kick you. So, it wasn't anyways.
That one was.
So, to go on a bit about mine, ours are set in kind of different time frames. Whereas yours is set in like the middle.
About 100 years after the fall of Equestria.
So, kind of in between?
right in between.
And mine is set very close to the coming of the Lightbringer, Little Pip. 190 years, about 10 years before. So, in theory, they could exist at the same time if he didn't get killed off. Which he might. I can't really decide what happens after my story. Or during my story. Or before my story.
I have one event planned out. One event. I don't even know where.
Well, which event do you have planned out? I know you have, like... I thought we talked about, like, 3 or 4 that we're kind of kicking around.
This is one that I've had since my original sort of...
Yeah, if him leaving.
My best first iteration.
Yes.
I'll say.
The story of Buck leaving. Buck leaving the Raiders.
Not that one. It's their Cadence? Capture. It's their capture.
When's that?
Nothing. I haven't talked to it with you.
Really?
Yeah, this is the first time we've heard of it.
Okay, I guess this is new for me too. Let's hear.
The two main characters get captured by the Raiders and are put into a facility to be turned into ghouls. Lee's seen Pink Cloud through containers in the back of the room. Of course, it is a room that decays often and therefore needs to be replaced quite frequently. They are, as well as a bunch of other people, other ponies, going to be turned into ghouls if they do not do something quickly. Seeing no other way out of the room, they break off one of the containers in the back of the room containing Pink Cloud, haul it over to what they assume is the weakest point of the wall, the door area, so it's got cracks around the door, and smash in the container, letting loose a very dense cloud of Pink Cloud immediately back as far away as possible as it eats through the door, which is already damaged from frequent use of Pink Cloud inside the room. And it eats away a hole, and they all run through the hole. And of course, Buck, who's I plan to be the one who broke the container, his front was very heavily damaged and quite painful to run on those.
Oh.
So they escape in that fashion, surprising those on the outside, not expecting it, as well as the Pink Cloud spilling into the room on the outside, caused quite a ruckus. And they managed to get back their weapons and their armor, sort of as a carrying, not putting it on, and rushed out as fast as possible, losing several of the other people that had followed with them, who were also quite heavily damaged from Pink Cloud, and escape into the wilderness and to regenerate what they can. Their body parts.
Of their body parts. They have the perk from Fallout 3 where you, you take too much rad damage, you regenerate limbs.
Maybe not. They got radaways and all the sort of healing stuff, stim packs and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. They got stim packs.
Yeah, they got it.
It's the pony equivalent, man. The corn equivalent.
I don't even know.
It's what was I can't remember what the pony equivalent was.
I need to read it again. It's been like what 1-2 years.
I think that's the time you spent reading it.
I did not spend 2 years reading it. Okay.
Maybe one.
I was up pace with you. Okay.
Jeez, I read that thing fast.
Yes, I kept pace.
You did keep pace, but you started before me.
A bit. Yes.
Yeah.
I was reading slow as well because I did not know how to put it onto my Kindle.
I told you how to put it on your Kindle,
I tried
to give it to you.
I'm
refused.
Not good at electronics, so I basically had to pull up a web page and have it open when I went to school because I couldn't do it there. And I had one chapter to read. If I ran out of that chapter, I was out of luck and could not read the next one until I got home. So
smooth. Smooth like butter. Anyways, so that's kind of the event you plan out. I know earlier tonight we were kicking around a few other ideas. Just gonna check the time. We're kicking around a few other ideas.
There's a clock over there.
I know, but this one's closer, but that one's more convenient. I am now torn. Thank you for splitting my loyalties. Anyways, so we were kicking around a few other ideas earlier tonight. One of them I'd really like to talk about is the Cadence idea we were thinking of.
Well, Cadence, assuming she was in the Crucible Empire, and assuming Shining Armor has died...
Which we all will be, assuming that he died in battle.
Of course. Being a member of the Queen's Guard.
Yeah, forward offering...
Royal Guard, not Queen's Guard. There's no Queen.
Princess Guard.
Princess.
That just sounds wimpy.
It does.
Just say Royal Guard. Basically, we will be going off of a flashback, kind of pseudo-flashback from another tale called Stardust, which I really quite like and would suggest you guys read. We're going off another where he died in battle. He died defending Twilight.
It's just going to be implied.
It's going to be implied, but we're not going to actually show it.
I'm not going to show it. Not going to have anything relating to it that was not seen. Maybe, you know, I don't know, some tale they've heard from the past.
We may reference it. We'll reference it, but not go into it.
I haven't read it yet, so...
Yeah. So that could
I have not read anything but the main story.
You really should.
Though you're pressuring me to do otherwise.
I have literally given you four or five others.
Yes, yes, they're on my flash drive. I guess if I'm going to have to write, I need to read a few of them.
Yeah, seriously. You get different, you get a feel for different writing styles, you know?
I will.
My writing style is very quick. I do a lot of very quick quips.
I don't even know about mine, but I believe it to be more drawn out.
Yeah, definitely. Because the thing about mine is, my guy is distant. His monologue, he doesn't even know he's doing horrible, horrible acts. And he is taking it all as one giant satirical joke. He's sarcastic at about everything. He thinks very highly of himself, yet at the same time is his own worst enemy.
I'm gonna like to see how you make that fade as the story continues.
I really am trying to work on that, because in the second chapter I am planning on showing exactly how far gone he is. The first chapter you see him killing a bunch of people, but those people are obviously evil.
You need to continue with very heavily on that.
Yeah.
Until a very close bond is formed, a close bond at least, between him and his partner.
Yeah.
And then you need to start to slowly, or I guess quickly in your part.
I want there to be a breaking point. A point where his entire mentality snaps, he just shuts down and starts rebuilding.
He needs to save her.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a point I'm actually planning out. I have written a bit of this too. I talked to a friend of mine, another writer fellow, and I sent him what I thought this would go play out as, and he thought, yeah, this is pretty good. Where, basically, they have formed a close bond at this time. They would be considered friends, close friends, whatever.
Friend zone.
Comes later, dude, comes later. I will talk about that later, about the whole backstory behind this, because there is one. But he's there, they just fought off a bunch of ponies. She gives him a smile, he smiles back, and she gets shot in the head by a sniper. Very quick, very brutal. Time freezes, and he just sees her ghostly stare, just empty.
There's blood flying out of her.
Yes. No, but the thing I'm trying to imply mostly about this is that you can see the blood flying off her head. She can see where the bullet is. He can see all of that, but he focuses mostly on her stare.
Right. So not the wound, but her herself.
Yes. It's kind of going for a bit of a symbolic thing right here.
Yes. Symbolic.
But that's the breaking point, basically, where he first goes into a giant rage, just slaughter, and then just trying to get her help. She's critical at this point. There's not much chance of her surviving.
I think shock. You need a brief moment of shock.
Yeah, that's what it is, basically, where he is in shock at seeing her get shot.
So you need him sort of stand motionless. As soon as time goes back to normal, you need just a few seconds or so of him standing motionless for his features sort of contort to that of rage, and he goes on his little short little rampage before rushing to get her as much help as possible.
My thing is, since she gets shot by a sniper, a raider sniper off in the buildings, he basically goes into a magical rage. Eyes glowing, horn crazy, exploding.
He is a unicorn. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's one of his talents is, that's why he can make his little energy guns, because one of his powers is kind of special to him, is being able to control things at a very small level.
My second main character.
Your secondary, like,
Buck is the main character, the one you follow, the one that the story is focused
Your secondary
about.
Main, that's what it is.
Alright.
Anyways, but like, it's... He goes into a giant magical rage, fury, where buildings are being torn apart around him.
There's sort of a static shock in the air around him, lightning sort of crackling on his horn.
Yeah. I want him to float the sniper out from the buildings to him. And just vaporize her, basically. Slowly.
Yes, yes, yes. I was about to suggest slowly.
Yes, where the skin peels off of her, everything goes crazy. And then after he goes on his tyrant, body falls to the ground.
Bones. Or flesh, whatever.
Your bones fall to the ground.
Not body.
What remains? The pile of ash, maybe. He scoops her up in magic, takes off. Tears start falling in his eyes. For the first time in a long time, he's starting to feel actual emotions.
Wasting all their stimpaks.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
He's starting to do the best he can on the wound until he gets to an actual medical pony.
It would be like with what was her name? Zenith.
Yes.
Wrapping her in blood.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. The killing joke. Yes, but just doing what he can to keep her alive. And that's, I think, is going to be the turning point of the story, where it shows how much not only she cares for him, but he cares for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one responds to that, huh?
I don't have much of a response.
I've been thinking about this quite a bit. I know certain points I want to achieve in the story. Like, I know I've told you a few of them. The attack with the mercenary group and the flight harness, the Steel Rangers.
I guess the points I want to make is the realization of what's going on with the raiding group and all that, and going from just mild interest, or I guess just interest as it is, to a concern of some sort.
Or it's kind of like, I don't like these people, but they aren't really doing much right now, to, oh my god, they're gonna mess up the remains of Questria.
I kind of have to do what I can to stop it.
Yeah.
And finally, going to the Crystal Empire, and
kind of exploring what's become of that after the bomb dropped.
Sitting in there, trying to pull out what's not taken over already in their conquest towards the capital, and forming a army of allies and to form a defense and hopefully take over a big battle at the very end in the Crystal Empire capital.
I would love to see that ending with like a confrontation between him and the leader.
They've set up in the Crystal Empire, and the invading army is there, and they fight it off.
I would love to see that.
The breaking of lines and all that, that'd be...
That's incredible.
It's going to be my pride if I ever get to it.
It's going to be fun to write, ain't it?
If I ever get to it.
You don't have to write in a linear order.
I know. I just prefer that.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Anyways, so we were talking about cadence earlier, and this is something I would really like to get to, because I love the idea we've come up with here.
A cutie mark.
Yes. A bit heavy-handed.
I don't plan on... I'm going to dull it down.
You're
going to
dull it down.
I don't like heavy-handed. It's in referencing in... symbolicness. I prefer something very subtle.
I kind of like the heavy symbolism. That's kind of my style, though.
Yeah, I like subtleness, drawn out.
Yeah, I get that. You know, but my firing style is much more quick than yours, and I kind of need it.
I have no clue how long the story's going to be, but it's not going to be all that quick. Not Fallout Equestria levels, as far as the original story.
It's not even going to be like some of the longer fanfictions, but it's going to be very long.
It's going to be a fair story.
Because I kind of jump around a bit. I don't do like the walky bits unless the walky bits have a purpose.
So you're like, we walk here and then cut it.
I probably most of travel takes place in the middle of the chapter by a cut, and
cut out that is not important. If I'm going to read the original story first, see how that did it,
mm-hmm.
and see how I wish
it did very well. I do remember that they did cut out a lot of the walky bits,
and what they did have was. You know, it did not seem like the boring walking bit. It seemed
if they did have the walking bits, they had a purpose. They had like
had,
the characters
they had
in a monologue.
Conversation.
Yes.
They
developed the characters.
They developed the characters during the walking scenes.
Like I love the relationship between Zenith and Steel Hooves.
Ah, yeah.
And the tension between those two, and how they finally you know kind of put that aside, and then Calamity and
Velvet.
Yep, I remember that.
That one moment.
I love how Little Pip just she's so accustomed to lock picking doors that she doesn't even realize it.
Yeah. Oh, it's locked. Okay.
What, Velvet?
Whoa,
Velvet. Calamity. What? Just kind of what? Well, I'm out here. See you guys. Oh man, I love that. There's just a giant line of unbroken. Well, see you guys. I'm okay. Cool.
Nope.
Oh, God.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Stop it. Stop it now.
Well, I actually got a little bit better treating that at school.
Oh, God, it's weird. Anyways, that was actually a very well done scene. It did represent the relationship they had formed very well.
Yeah.
If not a bit awkwardly. But they did have the little scene after that where they sat her down and basically talked about it. But now you get two Christmases. I don't know why I was referring to something else there, but I thought it fit well. Anyways, we've yet to get to Cadence. We keep referencing her.
Okay, her cutie mark, as you might know, is the crystal heart.
Yes,
the
very...
heart. Oh, I need to do that.
What?
The crystal heart. Dying. I don't know, something wrong with crystal heart. I don't know. I need to do something with it, though.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm getting at. I need to do something with it. It's torn in two.
Yeah.
It's like half of it has sloughed off. She's wandering, as we talked about it, in the crystal palace.
Yeah, the top floors.
I wouldn't say the top floors. I don't plan.
Well, kind of in the middle.
I just say it everywhere.
How is she wandering around the lower levels? The pink
stairs.
Sombra and stairs. The pink cloud is still deadly.
It
is. Know? She can't walk in that.
I'll find a way.
I'll find a way.
I know what I'm doing.
I do like the fact that she's just walking around in circles on the top level.
I mean, she's not really doing it. I planned the whole thing. Not the whole lake story, but the whole temple. Whole palace. I planned her walking through the whole palace. Even through the dense cloud at times.
Whatever it's in her way, she just walks through it.
Rocks right through it.
That just keeps damaging.
Talking with how pink cloud and radiation and stuff affects a crystal pony, we decided it sort of crystallizes them. Is that not what we did?
We end up thinking that crystal ponies have like a layer of crystallized substance into their skin.
There's some crystal there.
Yes. Like 20%, we think.
I don't know. That will go under rethought.
Finally,
I'm not even going to be in the Crystal Empire, have anything to do with it immediately.
Yeah, that's still a big part of your story.
It is. So as soon as I get there, I immediately have to stop and say, okay, what's going on with that?
Okay, so
something's happening, and it's ruined half of her cutie mark.
Yes, and she's starting to become even more crystallized. Like, her joints are starting to freeze up.
So something's happening with her movement. She's not getting around nearly as easily as she used to. She's getting old. Old age.
She's getting an old age as a Canterlot ghoul. Yes. Or a Crystal Empire ghoul.
Whatever it is. But, I was just referencing the fact she's old and she's having joint problems.
That's due to the crystallization, the long radiation through the exposure.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of sublime, too.
Yes. Anyway, so she's not getting around anymore. She's secluded and just completely dead inside. So. And I guess the torn heart area represents shining armor in her, a broken heart, as it were.
A bit heavy-handed, but I did think of that, so...
Oh, well, it would come.
It'll come.
I'm not doing it as heavy-handed, and I'm not just going to say it outright. It's going to be noticed, she's crystallizing over,
I get the idea that without any intervention from anyone else, she will eventually turn to stone. Turn
into a crystal statue.
Just a crystal statue of a broken ghoul.
But that's not going to happen.
Nope. Just cliffhanger it? We're going to cliffhanger it?
Cliffhanger that. Ah.
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't want to give everything away down there.
Yeah, we already gave that away earlier.
Did we?
Not on here, but...
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
We know everything.
Giving it away to you guys.
We won't give it away to anyone that reads the podcast, because then you won't read the stories,
This story is not... It will be. I plan it.
Planets. Well, planet. Never write it.
It works in my head. It's as good as it needs.
I'm gonna message you every day until you write it.
Oh god. I can. Oh my god.
I'm gonna specify spam bot. Spam your email. Spam your text.
Are you gonna stay up all night?
Yes.
I planned it that way too.
Yep. Good. Anyways, kind of to go on a bit about my story now. The whole thing about my story is it follows. Glitch, and him becoming more aware of himself, his surroundings, and learning to have emotions, basically. He has gone so long without emotions that he no longer knows how to have them. And you get this character, falls from the sky, literally, and
the name Skyfall.
Skydancer.
It's got Sky in it.
I'm Sky, right. One part of it, right.
No, three parts. I had Sky first.
Shut up. Scuff with your weird Scottish dance. Anyways.
Your Scottish dance.
No. We're not. We'll talk about that later. Maybe.
Later.
We'll refer to what he was doing in a moment. Anyways. So, it's kind of like, she starts caring for him, he starts caring for her, and in turn starts caring more for himself. If a great thing that my friend said was, how are we supposed to care of him? Care about him if he doesn't care about himself? That's what I'm in fixing.
We don't.
Exactly. You don't care about him. You don't like him. You're not supposed to like him. That's literally the point.
He's a sadistic, narcissistic asshole.
Yes, very true. That's exactly what he is, actually. That's
Wehemate.
Yeah. Shut up.
Wehemate.
Okay, we won't talk about that here.
I'm going to talk about Wehemate.
We'll talk about that later here.
He's an ass.
Yes, he is. He doesn't like me.
Not at all.
Does he like you?
He sits right behind me. I guess we're on neutral ground.
We're on neutral ground.
Time to fix that.
Anyways, so...
He gave me a pencil one day.
That's friendship if I ever seen it.
It's just deepest of bonds.
Deepest bonds.
He trusted me with his pencil. I never gave it back.
He probably shouldn't have had it in retrospect.
It ended up breaking one time. I just had the lid.
Nice. Anyways, kind of... There are a few markers I want to reach in my story. One of them being the what we talked about earlier. The mercenary camp under siege.
Yeah.
Well, I know we had a lot of fun talking about this earlier.
We did.
Because we kind of... My plan is to integrate a lot of stuff that we already know and love, or know and hate, from Fallout Equestria, in turn being... In this situation being the Steel Rangers. Steel Rangers basically came down to this area. This area is down south in Equestria. Kind of in the... around the... South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida area, around there. So basically they've set up in the mountains. And these Steel Rangers have come down and broken in to Ministry of Wartime Technology facility, where basically they made a flight harness, turned any pony, makes them into have
capable
Pegasus abilities.
Of flight.
Yes, gives them flight abilities.
Capable of flight, that makes it sound better.
Capable of flight, makes any pony capable of flight. So they lay siege to this rival mercenary group, set up at the top of this mountain. Their flight harnesses give them easy access to it, just a quick flight up the mountain, and the mercenary group is on its last legs. They do not like them. They're holding up their technology. Steel Rangers want that technology. Steel Rangers are going to get that technology however they can. Our group shows up. They are literally nearing the final battle and are about to cut their losses. They, as well as the leader and some of the others, end up setting up a trap. And that's where I'm going to leave it.
Oh, well, I was going to say, but my ideas are that.
What was your idea for that?
Oh, well, give too much away since you're cutting it off. I realised something, though. With mine set in the north, I think they use a certain town that I'm going to want to use.
What?
Buxton.
Buxton?
Yes. From Shawshank Redemption, which, if you have not seen, is amazing. And
I
have
not. I should really
do
that.
You really need to. It is, like... a chart topper on movies. It's got Morgan Freeman.
Really?
He narrates it.
Hold on, give me 2 seconds, let me get a coat.
I think it's a coat. I was like...
I don't need a coat. It's okay. What, 67? It's gone down 3 degrees since I've modified
it. It's below 70. You at least need a shirt.
No, I'm
tired of looking at your man tits, okay?
I can see your sir shirt.
No, I'm sorry. I don't work out that much, okay?
Anyways, you're saying... Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yes. The town that he visits and he's hidden away, little thing, is Buxton. It's actually Buxton, but it's B-U-X. So, replace X with C-K. Buxton!
Are you still happy about that?
I am very happy that I've managed to make a pun in an actual town name. Okay?
You know, I think this is a crowning achievement.
It is.
I think you need a literal achievement. With 15 gamers.
Yes! I mean, how much trouble I have with names, okay? His name is Buck. Buck. Originally, his plan was to be a melee character, but when I started playing Fallout New Vegas and realized just how terrible melee characters were in that game, that was scrapped. But then
you realize how amazing grenade launchers are.
Oh, well, yeah. I actually have not used one.
You get one in the pack.
I know. I just haven't used it. I used the vermin rifle.
I remember... That's the worst gun. You get that starter. That's a starter weapon.
It is.
The 10mm pistol.
I get so many of them. Repair.
Upgrade, repair. Upgrade, repair.
I don't upgrade any gun. I have not played Fallout New Vegas in a while, nor have I gotten very far. I've gotten New Vegas.
New Vegas is like 10 hours in, but you went right there. I went around.
I went straight to New Vegas as quick as I could.
Basically, we differed in one thing. Your playthrough was around 2 hours. Mine was around 10.
You had to pick up every last little bit of merchandise you could find.
Every bit.
I can't play these games with you. Skyrim, Fallout.
You get so mad.
I get pissed at everything. Fucking picked up party hats. I'm used to picking up. They disappear. Starting to pick them off.
I'm a kleptomaniac. I am calamity.
I'm very frugal with what I pick up from India. I have to have a use for it.
Okay, quick story time. I was, and he brought over Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Yep. He brought that over to my house.
Clear your inventory in the first town. You were already weighted down so much you could not move quick enough to get anywhere timely. I had to clear your inventory. And make you walk away from picking it back up.
He made me walk to an area where I could not go back. And then I picked up more useless crap. And you had with me.
I cannot stop him.
You were done with it. I picked up useless party hats.
You didn't even try to sell it. You just kept it. Just kept it.
I picked up so much raider armor, and the moment I got to a storekeeper and sold it all, I was like, this is why I use it! This
they
is
have
why
a limited amount of money. They can't buy it all.
Yes, but I can buy stuff from them, and it evens out. I ended up buying...
It just fills your inventory more.
I ended up buying 12 stim packs. They stack.
You'd have to buy something...
12 stim packs, and they stack. And I ended up paying one cap for them. I got it down to one cap. One. Just one. Suck it, merchant. Suck it. Heavy breathing.
Season's greetings.
Oh, God. I love how you go back to your regular voice for season's greetings.
It requires it. All right, then.
All right, then. Anyways, so. That's off on our little kleptomania tangent. But use a grenade launcher in Fallout New Vegas. You have the pack for it.
That's what Buck's going to use. That and a shotgun.
Are those going to be mounted to his battle saddle?
I'm thinking maybe one on either side, or one of each.
It'd be good if, like, you know how the Steel Rangers have turrets? Like, on their backs?
Yes.
That with the grenade launcher.
He does not have Steel Ranger armor, though. So yeah, he doesn't have Steel Ranger armor. He would have to implement something himself. I might do
something
that, like,
a bit improvised. But what if it was, like, on... He had a battle saddle where, depending on how he bit it, it would turn.
He might integrate something of that sort about ways in.
Yeah, like kind of how Calamity could change his ammo around halfway in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking either like a grenade launcher or a shotgun on either side, mm-hmm. or one of them in the battle saddle or the other on his shoulder that he can draw.
Yeah.
Most likely the grenade launcher on the battle saddle
mm-hmm.
and the shotgun.
Makes sense, a lot of kick.
Yeah, a lot of kick on those grenades.
Yeah, Jesus. I would like at one point him to get into Steel Ranger armor, or at least modified Steel Ranger armor.
Maybe near the end, like when they're about to take on the final battle,
mm-hmm.
he might stick on something close. Like they find heavily damaged Steel Ranger armor somewhere,
and he's just like, well, this is pretty cool. I'll just put this on.
Like he the way I have
put on the armor, Buck. Put on the armor.
The way I have his armor working is he sort of just combines all the armor that he finds as much as he can fit into one set. So if he finds something better, he'll replace it. So he finds Steel Ranger armor, even beaten up as it is, he'll integrate it into his own armor.
It'd be awesome to have his armor as is, being this layer upon layer of mecha armor, and with Steel Ranger integration, allowing him to do a bunch of, A, inject both med packs and stim packs in combat.
Well, I don't want him actually in something very similar to a Steel Ranger armor, or just in it as it is. I want something quite, like, broken down.
Yeah.
So it's heavy beyond repair. You can't even put it on. So he takes pieces of it.
Yeah, he takes bits and pieces.
Like, he'll take plates of it off and puts it on, and, like, the Stimpak injection.
You know, we were thinking about earlier, I was thinking about a headlamp. What if at that point, then the headlamp comes on? He sticks the headlamp on at the end, yeah. and ends up coming in handy. Like, he flashes the dude with it.
That would be a way to do something.
That would be really cool, you gotta admit.
Yeah. It would.
It'd be cool if he stripped out the face mask.
I know there's something like a cowl. No one a cowl on his head. Maybe there's just muzzle sticking out. I don't like that. I also don't want him.
What if the face mask is damaged, so he makes a new face mask, his own face mask that he sticks onto it.
In a way, I don't want him having something on his face. I'll think about it.
I don't think it'd be cool. I agree with you that I don't want anything on his face like during the main story. But it would be kind of cool that at the end, he fully armors up, puts something on his face. Fits the Steel Ranger armor onto it.
We could switch on to the secondary main character for like a day or two. Or a week or two. Preparations for mm-hmm. the battle or something. I don't know.
I see him being more involved in the preparations.
And he secludes himself. Buck secludes himself in sort of like a weaponry, armory area. And upgrades everything, including secondary main characters, weapons and stuff.
His sniper?
Everything is upgraded. He's just sitting there in there upgrading everything. And he walks out in that full-fledged heavy armor suit and just hands him some weapons and says, you know, get ready. Basically.
That would be a great scene. I love... I can see this all in my head, him walking out, like the lights of the workshop behind him, walk out in his awesome modified armor, turn on the back, his shotgun on his shoulder, with the modified face mask and headlamp.
Like, you have the shotgun, like, positioned over the shoulder, so it's, like, mounted on the...
it's like a holster.
Yes, it's on his shoulder, sticking out, like, it's ready to shoot, just immediately. Beside his face, so he's gotta make sure not to lean that way too much.
just don't look to the right.
It locks when he's ready to shoot. I don't know. But just
he just bites down on his battle saddle.
Yeah, it's a biting battle saddle.
I like the idea that he's modified his battle saddle so he can do certain bites to do certain things. Like, this kind of bite shoots my shotgun, this kind of bite shoots
my shotgun. I'm not gonna go into detail because I have no clue how that works. Nor do I really care to design it.
I can design it. I know I can do that.
I know, but I want to work off what everyone else has designed as well, and I don't feel like doing research.
Fair enough.
So it's going to be very vague. I bite in a certain way. We'll see how it works.
Yeah. So I just think that'd be a really cool scene, you know?
Yes. Very cool. Especially sort of as the final battle. Like, all of a sudden, you know, the final little bit of that chapter, you know, whatever his face is, walks up to the door to check on him because, you know, they're about here. They're almost here. The enemy's here, almost here. And knocks on the door, and all of a sudden he, after a few seconds, opens it up and just walks out and throws the guns into his face. Prepare. We got a battle ahead of us.
And just walks away, this is getting on the line.
Walks out, just with a brief description of his armor. Oh, well, maybe not brief, but a description of the upgrades on his armor.
Hands in the weapon.
Of course. I was about to get to that. Give me time.
I apologize.
And the upgrades to his weapon. And before switching back to Buck for the next chapter, right before the battle, maybe just the very beginnings and near the end of it, and then we get the full battle in the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three chapters. Yeah!
I like hearing about this, but I know it's going to be forever for you, actually.
Oh, yes. It's going to be forever.
Bothering you day and night about this. I will message you, spam you at 3 in the morning.
Sorry, I have other things to do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're so lazy.
I have pacing and talking to myself to do. All right?
Can't you find time to do that at some other time?
I can't do it.
Or can't you do
pacing? I can't do it in the hallways or in a classroom, even though I want to. Like, I'll sit in the class. I need to remember this when I get home. I need to talk about it.
That's how I get all. I love talking about stuff. Being like the literary person I am, I have to talk.
I need a mirror in my room just for the fact that I can talk to myself in the mirror.
I need
see another person.
I need I do need to see someone. I need to like message someone. I need to talk to someone about stuff. It's just I can't keep stuff in.
I can't think. Like, if I just keep it in my head, I'm off track constantly. Talking about it keeps me on track more.
Oddly enough. Hey, this conversation has gone off the rails so many times, imagine how our thought process is.
It's also the fact that you're here. So we have two different people, and as soon as one goes off, the other has to follow.
Yes. Just,
so,
it's like,
so it's doubled a bit.
It's like a car goes off the road, the other car decides to follow behind
him. Well, he's going that way, let's go.
We off this road. Off-road. Anyways. So I think... what else do we have to talk about our stories respectively? What other main characters we have? You have the two mains, and then we have Cadence as kind of being this ghostly symbolic thing.
Mainly symbolic. I think I'll integrate. What I plan is they are making alliances.
Yeah.
They're pulling everyone together. So we're going to have sort of like the leaders and sort of main characters.
How is the so uncharismatic Buck going to do that? Does he just point guns at them? You, join me.
That or die.
That or die.
Not from my hand. This threat marching up to the north. You will die. There's no question about it. Either that or be integrated in that and be turned to ghouls. Take your pick. Stand with me and everyone else I've gathered already. Or fight them. Alone.
I want Buck to have this voice.
My voice.
Yes.
So, a bit of a Scottish accent, do it.
Yes.
Alright.
I can see this.
Alright, I don't know how he's going to have a Scottish accent. Seeing as he's not from anywhere... resembling Scotland. He's just immediately.
I like to think that he's picked up this as kind of like...
You can think of it in this voice. I'm not going to say anything about an accent.
Can you... I want you to do a reading of your story, and I want this to be the accent that you read it in.
I'll do a bit of a deeper, maybe less energetic.
Yes, deeper,
he's
less
not,
energetic.
He's not very energetic.
Okay, what would that sound like?
Well, you know, a bit like this.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's not deep, but...
kind of like a kind of deep.
It is. About as deep as I can go with this. Of course, it's kind of think of it as deeper. When I have this, I kind of feel I need to be bubbly.
Yes.
Up and about. I can't.
You are a very happy person when you're in this accent, opposed to every other time.
As I've said before, you know the saying. I'm not going to say it, by the way.
What was it? It's like a rainbow's coming out of my mouth?
That was the one. I'm
going to say it every time. Every time.
Every time it's relevant. It's always relevant.
It's always relevant. How is it not relevant?
How is that relevant? It's relevant.
Now, oh god, we have gone like 3 degrees away where we're referencing something that's referencing something that's referencing something that's a YouTube video.
Well, YouTube. Yeah, it was.
If anyone wants to see the video referencing, we were referencing...
Jontron.
Yeah, Jontron Goosebumps Part 1.
Was it Part 1?
It was Part 1. No, Part 2. Sorry. Uh-huh. I remember the ones in Part 1 I just saw.
I just remember saying Part 1.
How is that even relevant? Oh, it's relevant.
My heaviest adventure. The thing about this one, what was it?
The moral is, don't be unlucky and be a dog.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I would love to be like a Jontron guy on YouTube. That'd be fantastic.
Copying.
It's taking inspiration, so copying.
Yep, and you can't not. You have to be completely original. Or steal from something that no one knows about.
No one knows about. So obscure. Have you seen Angry Video Game Nerd?
Oh, yes. I love it. I love ABG.
Have you seen Angry Nerd that Wired does?
No.
It's horrible. Stop. Don't watch it. It's like, Wolverine may be my 17th favorite character on my list of 2,000 best superhero characters, but but his backstory really teases me off. I'm like, you just sound stupid. I know you're being paid to sound like this. Stop it.
Have you watched my show yet?
What show?
Well, not a show. It's a pilot.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. I just haven't gone around to it. I'm sorry.
You need to. It's amazing. I love it.
Okay.
Welcome to Eltingville. If you have not seen it, you need... Well, I guess, like, if you're scared of Adult Swim televisions, don't.
You should be.
But it's...
Adult Swim
is very nerdy. I'll say that.
That's why you enjoy it so much.
I love it so much.
Is it like Futurama?
In a way, yes.
Because
the reason it's not a show is because it would be too expensive to make more episodes, which I think is bullshit. I guess.
When did it come out?
I don't even know. A while ago. Say a while.
Really?
Yeah. It still looks good, though.
I quite like some of Adult Swim shows. Like, I know I enjoy really Futurama. Futurama is one of my favorite shows on TV.
Really?
Another of my favorites would have to be Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken's hilarious. I love Robot Chicken so much.
Vulgar. I'm really deep for that.
Voldemort.
Lord Voldemort.
Lord Voldemort.
What was his normal?
I can even do that in Scottish. Lord Voldemort.
Not really, no.
Kind of, it's a
don't,
weird...
Don't even try, that was horrid. That was horrid.
I did it once, and then it went all to crap.
Your voice is bad, and you should feel... I can't even say that.
And what about yours?
My voice is wonderful.
You can't even say it. Your voice is bad, and you should feel bad.
You didn't say it.
I can say
your voice is bad and you should feel bad.
I
just couldn't think of it.
You couldn't think of it for
the like 8 different directions up here. I can't focus that much.
Again, how do you imagine we think normally with us getting this sidetracked?
Okay, what were we talking about?
Follow question, Jontron.
About the second one, though.
Huh?
Just a little bit about the second
one. Just a little bit about the second one, but I guess
on a tirade. Anything left to say about follow question?
Well, okay, what have we gone over so far?
Everything?
We've gone over ours.
I have, like, nothing left.
I have nothing left. I remember a while ago having an idea where they actually get, like, a little buggy.
Buggy? Oh, yeah, you get a little sky chariot. We walk everywhere.
I get a sky chariot. I was thinking you get, like, a little ground buggy.
We'll see. We need to develop something. Well, see me.
Let's get R&D on that.
I need to check out geography. See how things work.
See how things... Well, I know that it depends on the area up there. It could be, like, very flat.
Yeah, if you're more middle.
What are you doing? You're gesturing off. You're gesturing toward the door. You're like, middle.
Yeah, I was thinking, this is the east, this is the middle, this is the west.
No one
can
hear
this. Middle. I know you can't see it, okay, but I need to gesture.
He needs to gesture.
That is an integral part of me, gesturing.
I totally feel what you mean. I have to gesture so. I mean,
well,
seriously.
Flailing my arms. Don't get close when I'm talking. Don't get close.
Don't
I will smack you.
10 feet. 10 feet minimum.
No, we're going to have to shank a shimmer.
Is Luna going to have to shank a shimmer? Is that a thing between us now? Is Luna going
to
have to shank a shimmer?
Every single time.
Every time.
If I can fit it in, I will.
if I can shoehorn it into what I'm saying, I will shoehorn it.
Even if it doesn't even make sense, I will make it make sense. I will connect every possible story to it.
Is Luna going to have to shank a shimmer? I
have to shank a shimmer. So resigned to that. So I'm not going to have to shank a shimmer.
She looks so like, she looks so like benign about it. She's like, is Luna going to have to shank a shimmer?
Is Luna going to have to shank a shimmer? I just, not today, please.
Come on, sunset shimmer. I don't want to have to do this.
Let's just get through this, go back to sleep.
She's like, she just woke up. She was sleeping in her office, wasn't she?
I don't know.
And she comes out.
Let's get back on track.
And I just imagine Luna coming out, seeing such a shimmer, like, turn back through, I'm back from a gargoyle into a pony, and be like, is Luna have to shank a shimmer?
Okay.
I care. A lot. Anyways, we said we'd talk about that video, remember earlier?
It's the manly one.
Yes, Friendship is Manly. If you have not seen that, you should. It is the fantastic.
It is manly.
It is
if
very
there
manly.
Was ever anything manly, it was manly. I mean, boiling hot tea into your mouth. Not
yes.
Tea, water. Just
boiling hot water. You put a tea bag in your mouth and boiling hot water. Rarity does that.
Bloodshrine is the most amazing dance. It is inspirational.
What does it look like? Show it. Show it to me only. The best dance. Let's go up and do it.
Like
no one can see this, but it's fantastic.
You keep your arms close to your sides, just do your hands.
What the
wonderful.
Inspirational. Inspirational?
What was Twilight doing?
Twilight was being like...
I didn't even pay attention. Just Fluttershy.
Fluttershy. Well, your favorite character is Fluttershy.
Of course.
Mine is Twilight.
I think my rolls and cake.
It's just... I love how she flips the floor. Does a triple backflip in the air. And then rolls and cake. And then there's freaking Gummy over in the corner. Yes.
We got Rainbow Dash and Applejack trying to out Bob for apples in the
and
most manly way.
And Applejack just goes in and gets an apple. And then Rainbow Dash flips around and
does
then,
it backwards.
And then does it backwards.
Arms crossed. Entire time.
Oh, God. I don't think we can beat that, dude. I think we're just going to stop
it.
I
can't even bend that way.
Okay, God. I think we should stop it here.
Yeah, I can't bend that far back.
I think we're talking about two different things.
What?
I was thinking about stopping the podcast, and you were talking about you didn't couldn't
try to do it.
You
can't. Well,
I think you can do it.
No, you can't. You cannot bend your head back below your butt.
Oh, that's weird.
That's my spine.
It does. I feel a crack. It's like crackle up in the spine.
Snap. Crack.
It's like pop. It's Rice Krispies. That's what I was about to say.
Synced.
And fuck it.
Oh! Don't you even gesture. It makes me feel the tingle.
I know the feeling. Back years ago when I did karate, a girl kicked me in the sausage sandwich.
Still going.
I know it is. A girl kicked me in the sausage sandwich. That was the first time I got kicked there.
Ruined my entire lunch.
I was kicked there. It was the worst feeling I've ever felt. That was the first time it happened to me. It was like... It was a sharp pain, then it started to be a dull pain, then the pain went away, and I just wanted to throw up.
I remember...
It was just, like, aching.
Pool party with our short friend. Maybe not your friend, but,
Yeah. I'm going to say his name, because I don't care about his opinion. Matt. I'm going to say his last name, starts with an M, too.
No. M.
Starts with one M, and ends with, M.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. Just realize that.
But my old teacher used to call him Major Matt.
Major Matt. Which is ironic because he's a very short person.
He is.
He's not really that high and mighty. Well, he thinks he's high and mighty, but he's very
anyway,
quite low.
I was like on one, just holding onto one of the pool floaty things, one of the pool mats that floats,
mm-hmm.
holding onto one side, and he jumps in trying to land on that mat, and he kicks me right in the balls. Oh, that was the worst pain I ever felt. It was sharp and just constricting. And It dulled, but it just made so uncomfortable and horrible.
Yes, and you want to throw up. It makes you want to throw up. Like, you're like, oh, I don't feel good.
It spreads up to your stomach.
It does.
And it just grips you in an iron grip of discomfort.
It's awful. If there are any females out there, which I very much doubt.
Never do this. It is worse than death.
It is. Isn't it like 1,000 times worse than childbirth or something?
That's debatable.
I heard that somewhere.
Everyone feels pain differently.
Oh, I can't even imagine childbirth. That must be the horrible thing. I don't know how women wait for men to experience it. I don't want to experience it. That's the point. I hear it's horrible, and I don't want to experience it.
I don't want to think about pain at the moment. Especially not with my balls squished between my legs.
Oh, God. You constricted them, and you actually hurt yourself right there.
I've hit my balls several times, just lightly with something.
Mm-hmm.
And just, nope. Just like trying to smother the pain.
It's like weird when you're like, when you're just sitting there and you put your legs together and you realize that you have like
have
junk
balls
there. And you realize that and you're like, what? Just not do that.
I hate it when they feel stuck to your leg.
Yes, it happens sometimes. It's like when I'm wearing jeans.
In the middle of class run by females.
Just.
It's not doing it. Stop.
It's no.
Don't you dare look at me. Don't you dare. Stare them down. No, no.
You like press up against your desk. You're like, nope.
Freaking shh. Half on the floor trying to get all. Super glue. Super glue down there.
Get it unstuck.
Just get up. Can I go to the bathroom? I really like. It's not funny. You're stuck.
I don't even. You can go up in the middle of class and saying that to your teacher in a Scottish accent.
No, I'm just. I need to. Don't you dare look at me weird.
I thought you were actually heading to the bathroom.
I need scissors, okay? The hair is like freaking Velcro. I need help.
Okay, this is the best note to end this on.
Can I go to the nurse?
Thank you for listening to this stupid, stupid podcast. Thank you and good night. God, this is. I hate you.